CBS News on the Hour.
I'm Pam Coulter. It's likely to be months of living on pins and needles for Dreamers who are awaiting a Supreme Court ruling on whether the Trump administration can get rid of the DACA program. There were demonstrations in support of the program across the country as the justices heard arguments in the case.
This is Steve Futterman in downtown Los Angeles. You can hear the chanting in the background. Probably around a couple hundred students here. They are protesting the Trump administration's attempt to shut down the DACA program. You hear the chanting, many of the students carrying signs. One sign says, "Dreamers, not criminals." Another sign says, "Education, not deportation."
DACA protects about 800,000 immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children from deportation. Victims' rights advocates are hailing a high court ruling that allows the parents of Sandy Hook victims to sue Remington Arms, which manufactured the assault-style rifle used in the 2012 massacre at a Connecticut elementary school. The Brady Center's Chris Brown.
Ultimately, what it's saying is the victims will have their day in court, and we think they should have that opportunity.
Doctors in Detroit have performed what they believe is the first double lung transplant for someone whose lungs were irreparably damaged by vaping. Dr. Hassan Nemi says the 16-year-old would have died within days without a transplant.
What I saw in his lungs is nothing that I've ever seen before, and I've been doing lung transplants for 20 years.
The New York Times reports President Trump has considered firing the Intelligence Community Inspector General who gave the Ukraine whistleblowers report to Congress. Public hearings in the impeachment inquiry begin tomorrow. CBS's Rebecca Kaplan on the GOP strategy.
So their argument is going to be, at the end of the day, the Ukrainians never announced these investigations the president wanted into Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and yet they got their aid anyway.
It feels a lot like Siberia for 220 million Americans in the grip of an Arctic air mass that reaches as far south as Dallas.
I'm freezing. I can't feel my hands.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's,
and it came
it's
out
really
of nowhere.
Cold.
10 inches of snow fell in Detroit, Buffalo, and parts of New England. Overall, hate crimes fell slightly in the U.S. last year, but FBI statistics show murders were at a record high. CBS's Allison Keyes has more.
Hate crime murders reached a 27-year high last year with 24. That includes the 11 people murdered at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Race-based crimes were again the most common, with more than 47% directed at African Americans.
Stocks made some gains on Wall Street today, but the Dow was flat. NASDAQ rose 21 points. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio, honored with the prestigious Edward R. Murrow Award for overall excellence. Original reporting, right here on CBS News Radio. These days, consuming the news is a full-time job.
This will be the first real
We've
taste
just
of
learned
winter
that police
weather.
Are in the process
US Senate
of
has just voted to move forward.
But with CBS News Radio's award-winning coverage, you'll never miss a story.
We are expecting an incredible day on Capitol Hill.
Every hour of every day, CBS News correspondents are on your radio and online, delivering comprehensive and original reporting across the country and across the world.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Singapore.
This is Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
This is Steve Futterman in Paradise, California.
Go beyond the headlines with CBS News Radio podcasts like CBS This Morning, The Takeout with Major Garrett, and Face the Nation to listen to interviews with some of the biggest names in politics.
Is this a legislative agenda or a platform for a presidential run for you?
Comprehensive coverage, original reporting from CBS News Radio, on the radio and online at cbsnewsradio.com.
He's back.
The people who put on the Golden Globe Awards show know how to get people to tune in. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association has tapped Ricky Gervais to host for a record fifth time.
It's going to be a night of partying and heavy drinking. Or as Charlie Sheen calls it, breakfast.
His jokes have been making viewers and Hollywood A-listers nervous since 2010. The association vowed to ban him a year later. Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh helmed this year's show. The next round of Golden Globes will be handed out January 5th. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Military service interrupted the education of many young men who signed up to fight in World War II, 93-year-old James Yarbrough among them. He finally got his high school diploma more than 75 years after entering the Army. The Virginia man left during his senior year in high school. He received an honorary diploma during a Veterans Day ceremony in Mechanicsville. Pam Coulter, CBS News.